Our story today is called An American Heroine by Lydia Chalaroux. Harriet Tubman was around 12, enslaved, when a fellow enslaved man attempted to run away. After being found and brought back, Harriet and a few others were instructed to help tie him up to be whipped. She refused, and when the man attempted to run again, she blocked the doorway to help him escape. An overseer threw a 2-pound weight at the man, but hit Harriet instead, fracturing her skull. Throughout her life, she suffered from severe headaches and narcolepsy from this incident. A petite woman of only about 5 feet, Harriet was strong-willed and courageous. And she grew up. As she got older, she became determined to escape to the North. Upon learning in 1849 she'd be sold, Harriet, now in her mid-20s, decided the time was right. One night, she, along with two of her brothers, ran away. Her brothers soon turned back, and for the rest of her journey, Harriet was alone, without friends. She walked at night, hid during the day, didn't know who to trust, where to eat, and at times she had shelter, but often slept outside on the ground overlooked by the stars. After about 90 miles of travel, she crossed into the North to freedom. Reflecting about making it into the North, she said, "I looked at my hands to see if I was the same person. Now I was free. There was such a glory over everything. The sun came like gold through the trees, and over the fields I felt like I was in heaven." Soon after her escape, Harriet went back into the South to help some family members to escape. After getting them North, she went back to the South to help more family members. Then she went to help others. Harriet would make many trips over the years, rescuing approximately 70 people. Of the experience, she'd say, "I was the conductor of the Underground Railroad for 8 years, and I can say what most conductors can't say. I never ran my train off the track, and I never lost a passenger." From Galatians 5:1, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.